There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Why we're listening to The Killers?
Mr. Brightside,
yeah.
Oh, there
like
we go.
Kill Tom.
Well done, Tom. I think very creative.
They were an answer on Jeopardy the other night. Oh. All right, that's it. Tom killed it. 617-779-0985. Jeff is in Nashua on the Celtics. What do you got, Jeff?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Thank you, Hardy. I appreciate it. Way to run the ship. Listen, Danny, obviously, he significantly set the organization back. When he had the tough decision, but he made the correct choice with IT. But the perception was that he did IT wrong. And right or wrong, that perception amongst the players in the locker room and around the league is real. It's not good. And the ramifications of that around the league, I think you can't overemphasize. But to move on from IT, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, and Terry Rozier in favor of Kyrie translated into four hungry dogs out and one gigantic organization, team, and coach-killing narcissistic putts in. And I recently watched Cleveland play, and then I watched Memphis play. The Celtics are nowhere near those guys. The teams, those two teams, are deep. They're very long, very athletic, hungry, and definitely not scared of anyone. And Ainge screwed the whole thing up. The college and international scouting has proven to be a very weak link. Thanks, boys.
All right. Thank you very much. Do you go back to Ainge when you're talking about the issues for this team right now?
Yeah, absolutely I do. Yeah,
it's impossible not to.
He built it. It's his print.
Some of it was, he also was the recipient of some horrific luck with Gordon Hayward. That was just despicable. I mean, the way that season was supposed to go and the way it completely undid itself 5 minutes into the first game, that you can't blame Ainge for it. And to a certain extent, I really don't blame him for Kyrie. I don't think anyone had any idea how nuts he was. So I would put that kind of in the more bad luck category too, but enough other moves were made under Ainge that still resonate today to where you think, yeah, it probably started with Danny.
Yeah.
Well, Celtics fans, you know, can defend Ainge on just about every single thing that has happened over the last 4 years. Like, you think about it. You had Kyrie Irving. You just defended it right there. Guy was a nut job. You weren't expecting to come in and, you know, totally tank the franchise. Gordon Hayward got hurt. Al Horford walked at the end of his contract, and you didn't think he was going to walk there. Brown and Tatum, they haven't taken the steps forward that you want them to take. Like, you can defend him and say, well, you couldn't have seen that coming. But it's the totality of the problem. 4 years ago, you had Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, two young all-stars, you know, guys who have become all-stars, Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris. Like, you were loaded. And just about all of those players have walked for nothing. Absolutely nothing. You didn't turn them into new assets. You have two assets remaining, Brown and Tatum, and that's it. So while you can defend him and say, well, you couldn't see Gordon Hayward getting hurt, or Kyrie Irving was more of a problem than you ever thought. You thought he was going to sign here, then he didn't. He screwed you, left you at the altar, whatever. The totality of the problem, oh, yeah, that falls on Ainge. You can't have all those assets and be left with just this.
No, it's something that they're going to have to continue to deal with. And Brad Stevens is now in a position to where some of it can be fixed, modified, not completely undone, but it's going to be hanging with them for a while. Let's get to this this Hurley article here. You know, optimism for the Patriots' chances on Saturday. Number one, Josh Allen at home. Josh Allen came back to earth in year four. Stats and efficiency dropping notably from 20 to 21. Every single one of the passes that he talks about here in week 16, it was the most impressive performance by a visiting quarterback in New England we've seen during this era. But it's also not surprising it came on the road, because at home, Josh Allen hasn't been so hot. Check out the splits. 6-3. 201 for 336. That's a 59.8 completion percentage. 17 touchdowns, 7 picks, and an 85.5 quarterback rating. Compared down the road, where his completion percentage goes up 8 points, he's 19 touchdowns and 8 picks, and his quarterback rating is 99.4. Those numbers are too close for me to give me any optimism. I don't see enough difference there.
I know he played really well last time you saw him, and he still almost turned it over 3 times.
Yeah.
He gave you 2 balls that you dropped, hit you right in the chest, and the other one JC put right on the ground.
All right. So how about this? Lack of a conventional running attack. Another reason for optimism, Hurley says.
It's legit.
Patriots carry the 22nd ranked run defense into the playoffs and the 2nd ranked pass defense when the Patriots allowed more than 100 yards rushing this season. They went 3-6. When they held opponents to under 100 rushing yards, they went 7-1. The Bills do have an overall strong rushing attack. It's not a conventional running game. Josh Allen accounts for 763 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But hey, if they have
it's all about stopping Allen, is what Hurley says.
Yeah, I agree. Because like, if he rushes for 60 yards in this game, that kills you. Even though it's unconventional, they still find a way to get to like what, the 120, 140 mark. I'm sitting there at the end of the third quarter last week. They got Miami's got 171 yards rushing on you. That's ridiculous. If you get run on by this team, you're going to be in trouble. Because I mean, other than Singletary, it's all they got. And they really haven't run him. They want to go 3 wide and they want to throw it. That's what they want to do. They got all their guys. And that's what Daboll do. Daboll get teased by it too. Davis, Beasley, Diggs, they'll spread them out. Knox, they got their hands full this weekend. That's why you're the underdog.
Hurley also says the weather is a reason for optimism. Difficult to say how the Arctic air will impact the game. And then he goes into Patriots history and some of the colder games that have resulted in mixed bags in terms of the passing game. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When you start talking about historical differences in a historical perspective on patrons of cold weather, what I will say is this. If the weather is so crazy, like it was when they played in Buffalo earlier this season, and it becomes like a coin flip in terms of who's going to win the game, I like the Patriots, regardless of who the quarterback is in a game like that. Because that is where the coaching mentality and Bill Belichick and his staff, I think, are better than anyone in the league when it comes down to, well, if it's a coin flip game because of the conditions, and anybody can win it, then we win it, then we'll win the game. Oh, if you're leveling the playing field and it's going to be so crazy out there, it's just a matter of game planning it better and coaching it better during the game, then we win that game. And more often than not, they do.
I'm not sure how you feel about this, though. I think the Patriots are better designed, better fit, however you want to say it. Better built to play in bad conditions than the Bills. Now, the thing is, if it's just cold, you can say it's just cold. How does that affect the passing game? Like what? But if it's windy, if it's raining, if it's snowing, like the Patriots, and of course it's not going to rain, it's going to be zero out there. The Patriots, I think, are better built to play in those conditions because I think they want to run the ball. They want to play defense. That's how they're built to win. And if they get ahead, we saw it in Buffalo on Monday night. They're better built for that than the Bills are.
They feel like they're more of a hard nosed team. You have a fullback. You have tight ends. Buffalo really doesn't have that. They like to go gun. They never operate from under center.
That's just it, though, Zoe.
It's not slush. We're not playing in snow here.
And the weather's not going to
benefit the offense. You know,
the weather's not going to be bad enough. I don't think
there's no wind
to where it's going to be a huge factor. It's certainly not going to be like that. The game in Buffalo earlier this season, where it's like, well, all bets are off. Right. Who knows who's going to win this one? To which I love the Patriots in that spot. It's going to be cold.
Right.
Drops and punch outs.
I think
that's where you could get them here. And like, if you're sitting here relying on drops and punch outs, then you're cooked.
Right. All right.
You better have something else up your sleeve.
More of your Patriots calls and more on Tuca as he is going to be in net tonight for the Bruins against Philadelphia. 617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and McTakey in here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand beat a lot today, so it's Hardy and McTakey and Zolak and you, 617-779-0985. Ryan and Malden has an issue with the start of the games for the Patriots. What is it, Ryan?
Yes, I do. How's it going, guys?
Good.
So, Belichick always defers to the other team, and, you know, when they defer to the other team, they're... bear with me. I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart. So when they defer to the other team, they usually fall behind, and it does not feel well for them. I mean, and the defense does not give them the chance to come back. And that's why I'd really like to see Belichick and the Pats get the ball first, because they play better when they're ahead.
Yeah. Well, root for them to lose the opening coin toss, because he's going to defer if he wins.
Yeah, they absolutely play better from ahead, or I guess maybe more accurately, Ryan, they don't have the firepower offensively to play from behind and work themselves back into games. I will say this, if you start the game the way they did last week on both offense and defense, it doesn't matter. Because once you're down 14, I wasn't the only one saying, well, this one's probably over.
Oh, yeah.
But that one was over.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it wasn't just deferring last week. You allowed the other team to march down the field and convert every time they needed to and go into the end zone, and then you give them seven more, three plays into your offensive drive. So deferring, don't even enter into it. Forget about it. It's done. You got to have a much stronger start, offense and defense, regardless of who gets the ball. I mean, it's literally a coin toss to start the game. I'm not going to get all hung up on whether or not they defer. Zoe, I know you think they still should.
I think they still should, because that's like, you do something different, and it's almost like it's panic, and not that, you know, you think your offense is better than your defense right now. I think your strength is still your defensive unit. You know, whether it's playing well or not, you know, they're the ones that got you going on this win streak, really. You know, that underneath zone and their ability to get pressure with the front four, with dropping zone. I think you take your chance there. Get out there, try and get off the field, get the ball for your offense. It's going to give you advantage, another possession, and then you're going to have more possessions in the second half. So the key is you can't let them go freaking 12 plays down your throat that opening drive. That's the killer. That's a backbreaker.
Well, and so to your point, you know, in 2015, it was the 2015 AFC Championship game where they...
Let's get the ball in Denver,
They took the ball in Denver, which was so out of character for them. And I understand, you know, they wanted to get off to a fast start, which they did not. I understand it would be out of character for them here to, you know, take the ball. I actually think they should. Because ultimately, you know, to Hardy's point, it doesn't... You have to play defense eventually. You know what? Why don't you take the ball? If you score, then all of a sudden it feels like, okay... We're out to a lead, even if you get a field goal. We're out to a lead. We're playing from ahead for the first time in a real game against real NFL competition in well over a month. No, I'd take the ball. If they win the toss, I'd take the ball.
That's great and all, as long as Nikhil Harry and 71, Mike Iwenu, aren't in the game in the first snap. Because that means we're going tight, we're going to run it, and we're going to show everybody in the building we're going to run it. And Buffalo's going to be ready for that. I hope Wilkerson's up for this game. And we'll take the ball and we open up and we're in 13 personnel. He's in the gun and, wow, we're going to throw it. We're actually going to attempt to throw the football.
You think that's their best strategy? Open up in 13 personnel and just go? Can they do that or are they capable of it?
I think they can do it. Sure. I think the kid can handle it.
What about what about a 6'2 stack monster?
I wouldn't open up in a 62. I'd open up in a 71.
It worked against Walnut Heights.
See, 71's better, though, because you can do the double cockeyed nose guard on both sides of the center. Center will crap his pants, and then you run the mic backer right up through.
What about Spider-Man?
I open up 71. Right.
Albert Breer confirming something on Twitter here a few minutes ago. Did you see this, Zoe? Yes, he did.
What is it?
One note we mentioned a few weeks back that's been nailed down now. NFL's plan is for the Super Bowl teams to arrive in Los Angeles on Thursday of that week, 3 days before the game.
Yep.
That's in between last year when the teams arrived on Saturday and the pre-COVID MO, which was Monday night.
Yeah.
They would generally show up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best thing about going to Super Bowl is you get to go out the first two nights, do your picture day and media day on Tuesday, and then it's go time.
Yeah.
Then it's lockdown.
I mean, post-COVID, I wonder if this is going to be something that becomes more of the norm. You get a couple of days of you don't think so? Why not?
No, I think we'll go back to the normal once all this is gone.
They want to do media night.
Yeah, I mean it's you want to infuse.
That's true.
You media want to infuse it's, that
if,
city.
I tell you what though, if it weren't for media night on Tuesday, they would keep it this way.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think the teams prefer
that week,
this.
Man.
I mean, if
teams,
you're,
I think the team we like getting away, man. That was a reward. That was a reward going to Super Bowl. Leave on Sunday night. You love the fanfare of the arrival, and everybody cameras are there, and your plane rolls in. Everybody's got you on TV. You get your team hotel. You get everything set up. Get your wits around.
The players
you get to go
like
out
it.
With your buddies.
The coaches like it. The coaches like
coaches would like to lock them down every night.
Well, and the best way to do that is you don't go out until Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But you lose the luster of Super Bowl week.
Yeah, most likely changing time zones, too, right?
It's just like another game to you then, you know?
What about the changing time zones, T-Bone? This is going to anger me, I can tell.
You're most likely changing time zones this time around. You weren't last time, right?
Yeah.
Or was the last Super Bowl? I don't even remember. Yeah.
Last year was in Tampa, dummy.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom Brady won it at home.
What about the changing of the time zones, though? How does that factor in?
Don't you need a couple days to adjust?
No, they're not going across the international date line. It's a couple hours.
Nah, he's
sorry,
right.
Mr. Body Clock.
Actually, Hardy, everything you should know about your circadian rhythm and all that, you do want to get out there. You do want to adjust.
Stop it. It's
what about
Super Bowl? They're barely sleeping the night before anyway. Doesn't matter.
Has numb feet. I mean, don't you want to warm your feet up for a couple days?
What if his toes are all numb and stinky?
Yep.
Circulation issues. It's a serious problem.
The warm West Coast water. Just stick them in there.
Yeah. Oh, stick it right in there.
Hello?
Hot water. Put it in the hot water.
Joey in the car. What do you got for us, Joey? Oh, yeah, you're going to the game on Saturday also?
No. I went once about 5 years ago, but I just want to give a little advice for people going out there for their first time.
Okay.
So, first of all, if you're going out the Mass Pike and you go by Springfield and you think that Buffalo's not that far away, yeah, it is. But if people are going to the game and you plan on driving home the next day, do not be hungover. It is the drive from hell. And I couldn't imagine it would be worth any money being frozen and hungover. So that's my advice. And so, that game I went to 5 years ago, I swear I sat next to the old lady that mooned you.
Really?
And it was a very unique experience, let me tell you that.
Now, did she just look like somebody that would have mooned Zolak, or did she actually say, hey, you may know me, I mooned Scott Zolak back in 94?
Well, no, she didn't say that, but oh. When any old woman that would moon you, this was her.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to... They're pretty much all like that out there.
No, that's the thing, though.
She had that moon ability.
Yeah. Describe her backside.
Yeah, she looked like that lady from Something About Mary. The one was too tanned.
Exactly. That's exactly what she looked like.
Oh, you don't have a Magna. You don't have a bronze? Shocker.
Dragon breath. I mean, she's probably 65.
Camel's just sucking on
Camel's
just railing one after the other.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Smoking Camels her whole life. The drinking.
Yep.
Whiskey.
The dragon breath. Now, here's the crazy thing. Now, you talk about Something About Mary.
Yeah. Yep.
She was pretty much the Patriot. She was like a season ticket holder, lifelong. So she was like the patriarch of the Bill's Mafia of this section. And she warned me when I first got there not to make her get up with my teeth. Yeah. So I bought her beers and her group of people so I wouldn't, you know, get my ass kicked. At the end of the game, she came up to me. Now, keep in mind, she's got a mustache, too. She tried to kiss me to thank me, but she tried to slip me the tongue.
No, she did not. Stop it.
My wife was there. My wife saw it. She couldn't believe it. I moved my head. It was a nice gesture. She was a nice woman in the end. But, true story.
I mean, how cool is your wife? Did you think that maybe for a moment, hey, we're out of town, we got an opportunity maybe to
let loose?
You know, yeah, bring a little something new into the bedroom for a night? Maybe the three of you.
I've never understood.
Yeah. You know what's funny you say that? That's the game where they threw out the...
Oh, God.
All right. Marital aid.
Yeah.
Robert,
what's
marital aid.
What's called? Marital aid.
Yeah.
Fred said I could say dildo. So.
Yeah, but... Yeah. You've said it twice so far. But now
I say you can't.
But now I don't think you can say it again. You've said it twice. I think we should be done.
Okay.
Okay.
I hate to break it to Joey. There are about 20,000 people who have that description of those Bills games.
I don't understand this about the Bills
game. I've heard nothing but great things about going to a Bills game.
Oh, it's a great time. Yeah, but unbelievable people watching experience. Highly recommend it.
I don't understand the sexual attraction there. Like, why would you ever want to go to that area? Have a great time with your friends.
Yeah.
Break tables, do all this and that. And then, hey, let's have sex in a porta potty or in a car or in the bathroom at the stadium. Yeah. Like, what is that turn on?
Well, there's
nothing
else.
That's got to be some sick, twisted mental thing that you have. Like, this is so hot, it turns me on.
Or
that is disgusting.
There's just nothing else to do in Buffalo.
The pictures and videos.
What else are you
going to
do?
People keep their hands warm.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
fish, fight,
and
that's it.
Yeah.
What's fish, fight, what?
Fondle.
McTakey has our headlines here. Zo, I'm going to ask you a very obvious question here. If you've ever misheard or misspoke a phrase that you only corrected as an adult.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I want you to
dialect.
Think about that. I said dialect? I asked this on Twitter yesterday. Some of the responses are phenomenal. Yeah. So we'll touch on a few of those as we come back here after the headlines.
I got a zinger for you, too.
Okay, all right. Zolak and Bertrand. All right.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sports Hub. Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand partying for Beetle. McTakey is here. Zo, you said you had a zinger of a misheard phrase or word or something. You forgot what it was already? I mean,
I always used to say it.
Well, I have one that
and it's not a real word. And I would take it back. I always thought forever it was a word. And never mind. Go ahead. Do yours.
Okay. So I
always screw up the 10-foot pole one.
I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
So I was like, I wouldn't lick it with a 10-foot pole or something. Like, I always screw that one up. I mess it up. I mess it up once this week already.
That's a long tongue right there.
Exactly. Doesn't even make sense.
Wouldn't lick it with a 10-foot pole.
I wouldn't eat it with a 10-foot. Like, you know what
wouldn't
I mean?
Eat, okay, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I wouldn't suck it with a 10-foot straw.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a garden hose?
No. My examples were, when I asked this on Twitter last night, when I was a little kid, I thought the Toronto Maple Leafs were the Toronto Make-Believes.
Okay.
That's what I heard on the radio. And then
well
into adulthood, I thought the phrase was, for all intensive purposes.
Right. That's what I thought
it was. It's not.
Not even close.
Well, it's very close.
Intensive and intense.
Intensive person and purposes.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Is what it really is.
Yeah, if you think about it.
For all intents and purposes. I got it wrong. What
I screwed up with music and songs. I always butcher the lyrics.
Well, you for years you thought REM, Man on the Moon, was Annie, did you hear about this one?
Annie, did you hear about this one?
No, song's about Andy Kaufman. So it's Andy, did you hear about this one?
He sounds like he's saying Annie.
Okay, but he's not.
Be clear then.
Yes, T-Bone?
I always thought poinsettia was point center.
No, that's Milliken.
Oh, yeah.
Milliken thought the poinsettia was a point center until 2 weeks ago.
Spend a day with this kid back here. You'll nope. Find a million of these.
I have some blind spots. I'm not afraid to admit it.
But the replies to this have been outstanding. My favorite one so far was somebody who said he thought the phrase was, it's a doggy dog world.
Dog eat dog world.
It's a doggy dog world. It's just like Snoop Doggy Dog.
I think that's from a movie.
What, Doggy Dog? Well, it had to come from somewhere. I mean, somebody actually thought that at some point, inspired the writer, if that was the case.
Gonna take a walk with my sister in the moon.
Yeah, you are
let
famous.
Let the daylight in to free up the room.
You're famous for the misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
That's kind of your specialty.
I hear it as I hear it. It's actually a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Congdon, who is a New Englander, now working in sports radio down in, where is he? I don't know.
Johnny Congdon.
Oh, Birmingham, Alabama.
Johnny Congdon.
He says, yeah. I thought next door neighbor was next store neighbor. Until I was in college.
Next door neighbor. That makes sense. See, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
How does that make sense?
How does one go that far?
That's how
in
it
life?
Sounds. Next door neighbor.
The Don says, he said, I thought it was throw cosh into the wind. Like cosh was something he just didn't know what cosh was, but I'm going to throw cosh into the wind. Statute of limitations is a big one.
Yeah,
people
not
think,
statue. Yeah.
People think it's statue.
I thought it was statue.
That's from Seinfeld. And maybe my favorite, you kind of have to see this written out. Mike Curran says, and he just tweeted, didn't say what it was. It took me a minute to figure out what the actual phrase. He said, it just donned me. D-O-N-N-E-D. It just donned me. He thought people were saying that as opposed to, it just dawned on me. It just dawned on me. Like you'd walk around saying that for a long time. So these are if you want to, cleanse yourself, right? Get it out there. Now's the time to do it. Oh, and of course we have loaded lines. Good. Jennifer in North Andover. What is it, Jennifer?
Hey, how are you guys doing? So hey. I'm laughing at all of your mistaken words. So lyrics, my sister used to be a DJ, Lisa Garvey, and she had people call in. And the funniest one to this day is instead of, dirty deeds done dirt cheap. It was somebody called in and thought it was legit 30 thieves and the thunder chief.
Okay.
Thunder Chief.
If you sing it like the thieves and the thunder chief, it totally fits.
I like that. That's a good one, Jennifer.
Yes.
Thank you.
The thieves and the thunder chief.
Sean, what is the confusing phrase?
It's not really a confusing phrase. It's just the misuse of a word. Irregardless.
That's what it was. That was the word. That was the word I forgot. I always use.
Is irregardless a word?
No. Irregardless is not a word.
It's okay. Not. Right. Regardless is a word.
Right.
Irregardless, not a word. And it drives me absolutely insane every time I hear it.
I used to do it all the time, and my neighbor goes, "Hey, you sound really dumb." Okay? Because you keep saying this. And I said, well, you cut this or you move this here, irregardless of where you put it. And he goes, it's not an effing word. Okay?
Right.
Stop saying it. You do this all the time. I hear you on TV. You do it.
Somebody said.
Months ago, I stopped saying the word irregardless.
So good for you. It only took 52 years.
Thank you, Jim Angelo. Bang.
Somebody on Twitter last night said they hear it all the time on the Sports Hub. I could care less.
Yes, I couldn't care less.
Right, and he says specifically he hears Maz say it, which surprises me because, as Maz will tell you, words are his business.
That's right.
But it that bugs me too. I couldn't care less is what you should say.
Absolutely. So same difference too. By the way, that one has always crawled right up my tail. Oh, same difference.
That's like a kid thing, though. That you just
you'd be surprised.
What about 6 and 1 and a dozen in the other?
6-1, half dozen.
Half dozen.
6-1, half dozen of the other.
6 of 1, half dozen of the other. You're saying that's it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Not the same difference. Same thing.
Joe in New Hampshire is one. I can't believe people have said this over and over again on the Twitter thread, too. What is it, Joe?
All right, so this took me until sophomore year at the good old Plymouth State University. I had absolutely zero idea that the word afternoon had any reference to the time of noon. I thought it was just a random word they picked and that it wasn't after noontime. Thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
You never noticed how nobody ever said it prior to noon? Like, hey, good afternoon, and it's still morning?
But people have said, I thought s'afternoon was something.
S'afternoon.
S'afternoon.
This afternoon.
Yeah. When is it going to be? Oh, this afternoon.
S'afternoon. You're right. Yeah, this afternoon. That's a good one.
Is it? If you know that afternoon is a word.
Hey, I'll talk to you this afternoon.
So I think I get a pass for intensive purposes up until my 30s.
You can see that fast. Yeah. It still works, though.
I mean, that Michigan State education. Well,
intensive purposes. Very intense, your purpose there.
What about with all due respect? I mean, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
All right.
Then thank you for bringing it up.
Buddy in the car.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was down in Texas for, I don't know, a year or so working, and it was in 2014, 2015, and it was that stupid year when, you know, they branded the lost Red Sox season as a bridge year. So I'm down there for months, and I'm saying, yeah, whatever, the Red Sox are a lost cause, it's a bridge year. And you know when something happens and no one questions you, they're like, what is wrong with it? Whatever. You just move along with your life. Right. And after, like, I don't know, months, they're like, dude, so why are the Red Sox and what is a bridge year? What is a bridge year? I'm like, dude, it's a bridge year. A bridge year. They never understood the term, and we all got brainwashed by the stupid Red Sox regime to call it a bridge year. And everyone down there was then calling the Red Sox a bridge year for months in this little Podunk, Texas.
Well, they thought bridge year was a proper noun as one word.
Bridge year. Bridge year.
Yeah, like I'm making up some bridge year. The Red Sox are a bridge year.
Right. Or like, hey, if you're Italian, you want to eat some meat, we'll get to the brajol.
Give me some gabagool, you want some brajol,
or the bridge year.
We'll sprinkle on top.
Now, T-Bone won't admit to it live, but he admitted to me in the back room this morning when we were talking about this, one that Chris and Winthrop has that a lot of people have. Chris,
I'll admit it.
Chris, what is it?
Yeah, so I don't know if this is true, but it's played by year is apparently played by ear.
It is. Play it by ear.
Played by ear makes more sense.
No, it's
by ear. Yes, no, by does. Ear, it not by year. Sense. Play it by your ear.
Explain to me how play it by year makes sense.
Because, like, you're planning to do something and you're going to play it by year, like, you'll decide in the future, you know what I mean? Like, it could be a different year. Yes.
Okay,
you'll cross that bridge when you come to it.
Okay.
You'll play it by your ear.
No, you're going to listen to something without having the sheet music. You're going to improvise. Right. You're just going to figure it out. You're going to play it by ear.
Yes.
That you can explain.
course. Play it by year? No.
T-Bone, how long did you say play it by year?
Probably the first 20 years of my life.
20
Look
years.
Look out behind you, Tom.
Oh, I saw. Oh.
James Stewart.
I kill you.
Lurking. We have time for one more?
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Carl, you have misheard lyrics? What is it? What are they?
So Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, a lot of people I've known have said they thought it was "Excuse me while I kiss this guy," as yeah. opposed to "the guy."
Yeah, that's a classic.
And another one would be for Fat Bottom Girls. I worked with a guy who swore it was Black Bottom Girls, and he thought it was like a...
All right. So okay, let's step aside and we will...
On.
What?
I have another one. Boots with the... Was it Apple Bottom Jeans?
Yeah, with the fur.
Boots with the fur.
And the whole club was looking at her?
And the boots...
She hit the floor.
Okay.
She got
Next
low.
Thing you know, Shorty got
I thought she said low, she had the bell-bottom jeans.
Well, no, no.
I always thought it was bell-bottom jeans and the boots with the fur, but I never knew what an apple-bottom jean was. She had those bell-bottom
now
jeans.
Now you're making me second...
No, it's apple-bottom.
It is apple-bottom.
Yes.
What's apple-bottom?
She had the Reeboks with the strap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That big booty you want to slap.
Yep.
What are apple bottom jeans?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Are we sure we're hearing that right?
You are absolutely.
It's apple bottom. I looked it up. We had this argument. I actually looked the lyrics up, and it said apple bottom jeans.
Okay, we're running very late here. We have to go.
We got to find us.
We should have done this at noon. All right, today's takeaway is coming up next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports
right.
show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Happy hour, so you can maybe get a little cocktail. Some hors d'oeuvres. Oh, that's hors d'oeuvres. Those would be snacks.
Wow, I forgot about that one. All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Zoe.
Nobody right now.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Brought to you by T-Bone and Milliken. They're great.
Brought to you by Tyler.
All right.
I thought of a couple other words that Milliken didn't know.
What one?
Epitome.
Jesus.
Oh, the epitome?
He thought it was epitome.
Epitome, yeah. Okay.
I had only read it.
Hyperbole?
Okay.
Hyperbole instead of hyperbole?
Well, hyperbole and epitome look like the way they're written.
I got one worse than that. How about symbolism?
What do you mean?
Symbolism.
Oh, he called it symbolism. Are we going to do a takeaway? Because I got a ton of these that people have been giving us on Twitter.
Yeah, just do those.
Okay. Don Bertolino. A woman I used to work with was all excited because she was going to go see Circus Olay.
Olay, 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 Olay.
As opposed to Cirque du Soleil. She had no idea.
I never understood all that. Like, why do you got to put the du Soleil in there?
Well, it's French. Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple bottom jeans were a brand of jeans. We're finding out now from many people on Twitter. So thank you very much. We didn't know about that. Christopher Markey, who is in Boston, he says he thought half-assed was half-asked.
No, that
just kind of half-assed. Like, yeah, I really didn't ask enough questions, and I ended up doing a bad job. It was half-assed.
Well, his parents never yelled at him for stop half-assing all your chores. Look at this. Look at this mess you left here. Oh, you stop half-asking about your chores. No.
And
half-ass.
And Bruins 8988 says, I thought Bon Appetit was bone apple teeth.
Bone apple teeth.
There we go. Good way to end the show.
I think highly of our listeners now.
So do I. I always have.
See you, boys.
Thanks, McTakey.
See you guys.
Pelgrim Ass coming up next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.